This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
We couldn't be more excited because Australia's largest LGBTQIA+ film festival is back again this year. That's right. I'm talking about the 2023 Melbourne Queer Film Festival, screening the best and latest queer films from Australia and around the world.
And opening night is tonight. There are screenings until the 19th of November. And joining us now to chat about the festival and reveal their film highlights is the CEO of Melbourne Queer Film Festival, David Harris. Welcome back to Joy Brekkie, David.
Right, Dean, thanks for having me on the show and good morning.
Now, how excited are you for the launch of MQFF this year tonight? Have you been up all night just getting excited and getting your outfit right?
I had my outfit sorted weeks ago, but I had a good night's sleep last night because I've got a long day of media interviews this morning, and then we're up and going at 7 yeah. o'clock tonight. And it's a really exciting film. We're at the Astor Theatre down in St Kilda, and we've got a packed house. We've only got about 50 tickets left to the open.
Wow.
So people want to get in. They should soon, because tickets include the party as well, after party as well. And it's a hysterical film, I Love You, Bexman, opening the festival this night. We wanted to open with a bit of comedy and a bit of joy for community this year.
Love, I can't wait to watch that. Now, the theme of the festival this year is Rewind to Fast Forward. What has this theme meant for you for the selection and organisations of films for this, the 33rd year of the festival?
Yeah, Rewind to Fast Forward, as our theme this year, spoke to a number of historical films that have been curated into the festival. We wanted to have a purpose this year and to respond to the zeitgeist that's been going on for queer communities in Australia and internationally, and dealing with the backlash that's been going on against, you know, trans, non-binary, gender diverse visibility, and also that kind of backlash that's been going on with our beautiful drag community as well. And we wanted to prosecute the case that queer people have existed throughout all history. And that's documented through film. So we've gone back through the film canon, and our incredible, intelligent new program director, the wonderful Cerise Howard, has picked out some really amazing films to demonstrate that all these communities have existed, and that's documented on film throughout history. And that past, you know, reflection on these past histories of the film canon, which are some amazing films, you know, that's informing the future. That's informing the contemporary films that we're looking at as well. So there's some pairing going on. It's a really wonderful journey that audiences can go into to look past the film canon to see the history of LGBTQIA+ people on film throughout time.
Mm.
So as you did say, MQFF opens tonight and has 10 days of queer films screening all over Melbourne. It's very exciting. Look, there's over 100 film and events happening across the city as part of the festival, but what are you most looking forward to attending and seeing?
Well, you doing queer film trivia on Sunday night. It's going to be at Sprock Hudson. And you, who are you dressing up as?
I'm dressing up as the Fabulous Divine. Yes. I'm going to get right in the theme. I've even shaved my head appropriately so that I can commit fully to the look.
That's going to be a wonderful event. That's part of our free events and public programs, a couple of which we've got going on at the Pride Centre. Another one is we've got Queer Speed Dating at with Scout Boxall, the comedian. That's going to be wonderful. That's on this Saturday. But outside of the films, we've got Rooftop Cinema, of course, on the top of the Victorian Pride Centre. It's not the nicest day today, but Friday through Sunday is looking really good for outdoor cinema.
Perfect.
And we're opening that. And we're opening that one with the original La Cage aux Folles. If you've seen that musical that's going on at the Arts Centre at the moment, we're playing the original film, which is the inspiration for many people would know the Robin Williams film, The Birdcage. This is the original French,
that's what it's based
version
off.
Of that story. But we've got some great films in. We've got Goran Stilevski's new film, Housekeeping for Beginners. Goran's an incredible Australian filmmaker, and this is his, I think, third feature film. His last one, All of It, opened MIFF last year. We've got, what else is going on? Another favourite of mine is Femme. Femme's a really incredible, I guess it's like a psychosexual thriller. I only watched it recently, and it will keep you on the edge of your seat. It's kind of this Hitchcockian cat and mouse game with this drag performer who is basically on a path to revenge against a gay basher.
I love this.
And British film, and it's dark, it's sexy, it's moody, and it's got it's almost Shakespearean in the amount of twists that they have in this film, but it's not for the faint of hearted. That's a really good one as well.
I think this is so exciting because with something like MQFF, you've just described so many different things. There's such a diverse array of films and offerings for people to enjoy. Stick with us, David, because we are going to talk more MQFF and what you can expect over the next 10 days for the Melbourne Queer Film Festival right after this.
MQFF, proudly different. Joy sponsor.
We are speaking with David Harris, the CEO of Melbourne Queer Film Festival, which is kicking off tonight. Mm-hmm. Now, David, how do you get to decide the opening and the closing films for the festival?
Well, it's kind of a tough one each year, to be honest. We look at the entire mix of films that we've got in the festival and really try and respond to what's happening in community and look at what the major themes are for the community in any particular year, and also what we want to provide. We obviously want to have new releases and Australian premieres in those opening and closing night films, mm-hmm. but reflecting on what's going on. This year's opening night film, I Love You, Bexman, which is a wonderful Filipino film, which is almost like a Barbie level fantasy land in the Philippines, based around this, fantasy community of a beauty salon, and everyone's queer, everyone's trans, everyone's gay. This entire family environment, and everybody is queer, and the protagonist of the story has to come out as straight. So it's this real reversal. And it's hysterical. It's absolutely hysterical. But what we were looking at is this, real blurring and expansion of the community, and these expansions of, gender identity, sexual identity, getting out of the box and blurring as this film does to, have some really, I think, very sweet and poignant moments in it around affirmation of one's identity and acceptance of one's identity. And we wanted to, but also this year, it's been a hard year for community. We wanted to open with some joy and some fun and some comedy, because our community does that so well. That's our opening night film. Our closing night film, Solo, is a drag drama about a French drag Maystay on the stages there, who falls in love, has a new romantic relationship. And we wanted to have a real concentration on our drag community this year, given everything that's been going on with drag story times and all of that nonsense. We wanted to create some spaces where we were celebrating drag culture and really creating spaces for our drag community and drag performers. And that part of that is our closing night film of Solo. And that's another premiere. And this is more of a drama film. It's less so RuPaul's Drag Race catty comedy, and more of a really, in-depth character drama about relations and relationships. But also it does include some incredible performances, but very, the cinematography is great. It's very filmic. It's a beautiful, beautiful closing night film.
Gorgeous.
It's so exciting to hear you talk about the films and the differences that they bring. I think something that's really exciting about MQFF as well this year is it's being held during Trans Awareness Week. You're talking about the impact we want to have and the stories we want to tell and reflect the community that exists now. How are we doing that in MQFF during Trans Awareness Week?
We actually have a record number of trans and gender diverse films in the festival this year by our counts. It's hard to say that the split this festival up into, those defined boxes of LGBTQI, because there's a lot of fluidity right throughout the program. There's a lot of films that we categorize as queer even, because they encapsulate so many different aspects of the community. But we've certainly looked at platforming and looking for new work by trans filmmakers. For agency in all of this is really important as well. stories about trans people that include played by trans people, that are written by trans people. We've got an incredible new film director up and coming. She's going to be a superstar really, really soon. Alice Meyer McKay is coming over, and we're premiering two of her new films.
Wow.
She is but 18 years old and is on to her fifth feature film.
Wow.
What have you been doing with your life?
Oh, I feel like, I've got to really get onto it.
And Alice's work, she's got two films in she's a horror filmmaker, and they deal with trans politics through horror in a really creative way. T-Blockers is one of her films, and then Satanic Panic is another. So if you're a cinephile horror buff, I highly recommend getting over to see Alice Meyer McKay's films. We've got a little bit of a trans theme night going on at Cinema Nova on Saturday 18th, so the second weekend of the festival, with T-Blockers and that film, other film going on as well.
Love. That sounds like it's set to be the most exciting week of films. Well, 10 days.
Ten whole days.
You can find out more about all of the events happening as part of Melbourne Queer Film Festival at mqff.com.au.
David, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We cannot wait to see you tonight at the opening of MQFF, especially see that wonderful opening film and all the great films we're all going to be able to see over the next 10 days.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you there. See you at the festival.
See you there. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.